This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
Hey, everybody. Let's get hot. This is Hot Talk on BeefStewRadio.com. I'm your host, Mimi. And tonight's topic is, what in the hell is wrong with women? You know, some women are very standoffish with other females. I've experienced different situations with women I don't know, women I do know. And it makes me wonder what is going on and makes me wonder why. And tonight, I want to address a few reasons and, you know, why some women don't get along. But before we get into our topic, let's get into the song, All Falls Down, by Kanye West.
Oh, when it all, yeah, all falls down.
This is the real one, baby.
I'm telling you,
Shy Castan, up.
Oh, when it all,
South side, South side. We gon' set this party off right.
I'm telling you,
West side, West side. We gon' set this party off right. Man, I promise. She's so self-conscious, she has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money, but she won't drop out, her parents to look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, fuck it, I'll just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new pairs, cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious, with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter a. Yeah, hair so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she looked like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female, addicted to retail. And well, and when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious, that's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses that drove me crazy, I can't even pronounce nothing past that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this, just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. We live in the American dream, the people high up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest things. The road to riches and diamond rings. Shine because they hate us. Floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we a stoop. Even if you in a bin, you still a nigga. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say fuck the police. That's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside, cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack kid by crack. And the white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. But fuck it, I went to Jacob with 25 now. Before I had a house and I do it again. Cause I wanna be on 106 and far, wishing a bend. I wanna act all horrific like it's all terrific. I got a couple past two bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all subconscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, South side, South side. We gon' set this party off right.
All Falls Down by Kanye West.
I can't keep working like
your
this.
Opinion.
This grave shift is like a slave ship.
Whoa, what's going on here? I know it's Black History Month, but, you know, we don't want to hear all that stuff. We want to get into this topic about women. So, you know, You can call us at 877-288-6883 just to listen or give some comments or listen at blogtalkradio.com/beefstewradio. And, you know, I found myself in being in such certain situations where a person would try to befriend me and then they're competitive. And I think, you know, having a competitive nature between women relates to envy. And there are some who covet others' belongings or maybe something about the person they like, but they'll never compliment them. And actually, I was doing some research, and that could be a trait of narcissistic personality disorder. And NPD, as psychologists call it, is a personality disorder which, you know, an individual is obsessively preoccupied with issues of personal adequacy, power, prestige, and just adequacy in general. Like I had a situation where I was at a clothing store, and I was with a friend of mine, and the salesperson was, like, staring at me. And I'm like, okay, what's she staring at? Then she, you know, when I turn around, she's like, oh, I like your hair. And I said, thank you. And then she asked me if I needed help. So, you know, I asked her about a pair of shoes. They didn't have the size, but I asked her if she could order from another store. And I'm kind of looking at the screen, and I see my size at another store, but then she tells me, like, the internet is down. So I kind of thought that was strange, like, oh, maybe she don't want me to have the shoes. What's going on with her, you know? And then later my friend, you know, she was telling me she overheard the conversation, and she was saying to another coworker that, you know, her dad owns all these businesses and he's wealthy, and, you know, I think that's a perfect example of the length some will go through based on feelings of inadequacy, like how they feel that they have to, you know, tell somebody that they have all this wealth or they have things to make themselves feel better or to make someone feel like they're less than them. And I feel like a lot of women do that to each other, and I don't know why that is. I don't know. Do you guys experience that type of thing, Kat?
Oh, they never introduced me, man. You got all these little intro, you didn't even say Kat is in the building, nothing like that.
You know, Kat, people know you. You worldwide.
Yeah, okay, make me feel special.
That's
all right.
Super producer Cap over there.
Yeah.
Producer to Heart Talk. So what you think about the subject?
Well, bro, can I say bros?
You can say whatever you want.
Bros are crazy. That's all I want to say. I mean, I know dudes are crazy too, but dudes have a reason. Not a good reason, but the reason is more specific. And it's universally understood. Dudes get competitive with each other just when it comes to a woman. Women get competitive and insecure for I don't know how many different reasons. It's so complex, I don't know where to start. Like you said, the woman in the store who likes your hair and then she don't want to give you shoes, wants you to have the shoes, but why? You're in no direct competition with her at the moment, so it doesn't make sense.
No, not at all. And I remember, you know, we got into a conversation before about, you know, women, how they dress up and how you think that women dress up for other women. And I think there might be some truth to that. I don't feel that way, but, you know, I remember you saying that. But what was your point in saying that?
Well, overall, that's pretty much dudes do everything to impress females. Females don't have to do much to impress a dude. They don't. All you have to do is look cute. You can have on dirty sweatpants, but if the sweatpants are tight enough, the dude, somebody will give you a play. There's no woman in this world that can't get a man. So to go all out to impress, I think every woman, by the time they grow some tatas, they know it don't take much to get a man's attention. So women dress up so they can look at each other. They look each other up and down. They either comment, compliment, or compliment and then insult behind the person's back. And that's what it just seems like. It seems like a fest of commentary. And it seems like that's what dressing up seems to be all about. I could be wrong, and I know it's not 100% of all women, but it seems to be that way. Because as soon as a woman walks by another female, they give them the once over, the up and down, and it's either a good comment or a twisted lip. Oh, what's she got on?
Well, I feel like for a woman to be truly beautiful inside and out, I think, you know, she should look her best and be able to give another woman a compliment without being snide or, you know, having something bad to say about someone. And I think that's part of, you know, having that personality disorder. Like, you know, it's just, why would you need to feel any type of way about a woman at all if you're secure with yourself? And that's another reason, you know, I wanted to get into, like, some issues due to insecurity. Like, I sometimes wonder why they feel so insecure. Like, is their relationships making them insecure? Like, did they go through something in their past with their childhood? Like, women tend to not want other women around their significant other for any reason at all. Like, even if you're, like, a waitress, they don't really want you to be their waitress. You know, like, they get upset because she may be attractive or attentive. Like, if you have a man, you shouldn't be insecure unless he's cheating or if he made you feel like another woman would be a threat. In any case, you know, women shouldn't take their frustrations out on the other woman. You know, this is like when their relationship should be reevaluated. You know, a man should always make a woman feel like she's the special lady in his life. Like, what do you think about that? Have you ever been in a situation where you're at a restaurant and, like, your girlfriend is making you feel mad because of the waitress?
They're making me feel mad because of the waitress?
Yeah, like, I know guys get mad because if their lady is getting mad, and that may make them feel uncomfortable because they may act like you're doing something wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see your point. I've never had that, so I don't really put much stock into that. If a person is feeling insecure, I mean, I'll try to make them feel secure, but I'm not going to let it rattle me because I can't control that. I can't control the person's feeling. The most I can do as a form of control is make them feel comfortable. But if a person on the onset is acting that way, then they're probably not comfortable to begin with.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. And I find that, you know, some women are just totally crazy. They may be mentally ill for all I know. Like, I'll give you an example of a crazy lady that lives in my building who likes to sell church pies
food.
She sells food, and one day she approached me, and she said, yeah, I sell food, and, you know, if you want some food, you can call me, and I'll bring you some food, and it's really good, and I sell, you know, soul food and fried chicken and, you know, fish and everything. So I said, no, thank you, I cook, you know, I'm good. So my boyfriend happened to be with me, and I saw her on another occasion. So she proceeds to tell me how she's not trying to cook for my man, and the guy sitting next to her was her husband, and he was 100% pure beef. And, you know, she was mad because she felt that I thought that she wanted my man because I said no to her cooking. But I think she was totally mentally ill.
But you got to describe how she looks.
Okay, well,
I've seen her.
She looked like Homie the Clown, just not dressed up as a clown, with green hair. And I think she's a crackhead, to be honest, because I saw her asking people for 50 cents. But, you know, she later said that she had to curse me out, but that never happened. So I don't know what's going on with that lady.
I don't know if she really qualifies. I've seen the chick, and she's bonkers. Because she came to me one time and said, excuse me, I got milk. But I ain't got no cereal. Give me $2. I don't have $2. Give me 75 cents. I don't have that. 50 cents. I don't have that. Oh, you don't have 50 cents? Okay.
That's character traits of a crackhead. Usually crackheads are actually 75 cents.
Yeah, and they'll Jew themselves down. Oh, I shouldn't have said that, though. That's
It's
a derogatory term, but they...
Bad cap. You need a smack on your head.
Hey, look, man, in the hood, that's what people were saying. We never looked at it as from the root of it. But anyway, she doesn't... I don't know if she counts. I don't think you can really count that girl. But in the meantime, you can call in if you had an experience or if you have any comments regarding this at 877-288-6883. Or if you're on Facebook right now, go to facebook.com/BeastStewRadio and post up a comment. Post up what you think about this topic. And we'll answer live. We'll respond on the internet and we'll reply through voice. Back to you, Mimi.
All right. So, you know, I've also had an experience where I work at this place. Besides this place, you know, besides Hot Talk, I have a 9-to-5 in which, you know, most people have a 9-to-5 besides this side gig. So, you know, I'm working at my 9-to-5 every day, doing me, trying to look my best, do what I do. And I had a coworker that I guess was an admirer, and one day I did my hair a certain way. The next day she came in with a weave with her hair looking like mine. I was like, wow, that's weird. And I didn't think anything of it at first. But then, you know, she had asked me if I was going to cut my hair and all of that stuff. So I told her, oh, maybe I might cut some bangs. Do you know the chick cut bangs in her hair before I can even do it? I don't know. What do you think of that? You think, you know, imitation is the most sincerest form of flattery or like...
Yeah, I think it is. But before, well, instead of that, we have a caller, so maybe the caller may want to chime in. We got Shaquem from Brooklyn. What up, Shaquem?
What's going on, my brother? Peace out, baby.
How you doing, Shaquem? You got a comment or
what's
question?
What's going on, my beautiful sister? Yes, I want to talk about what's going on with women. I check out your and, you know, me and my old, we had a fight, and I know what's going on with women. You know, y'all making more money than us now, so y'all think y'all better than us.
Oh, no. That's never true. Because if
a
woman is with you and you make less money, you should know that that woman actually cares for you. Because really, if a woman is making more money, the ones that really don't care for you will seek out someone who's making more money than they are.
I think she's cheating on me. She always go to parties, and, you know, I'm a Muslim brother, and, you know, I don't believe in parties, you know. I don't believe in short skirts, and I don't believe in the way she keep her hair. I remember when sisters used to wear dresses down to their ankles. I think we should go back to that, and I also think we should go back to the chastity belt, and women would be more respectful.
Three-fourths of cloth, never showing the stuff off.
You know,
well,
put the lock on it.
I kind of agree with some of the things you're saying. As far as, you know, fashion is concerned, it changes over the years, and, you know, women are allowed to dress whatever way they want to on the street without getting some type of fine for indecent exposure. But I don't know. Maybe it sounds like you're with the wrong woman because
my
you
sister,
two seem like you're on two different pages.
I think maybe for 5 years, all black women, my sister, should cut their hair bald so they can come back to the Mother Earth land.
Well, listen, the Bible says a woman's hair is her glory, so I don't think I'll be cutting my hair off like Sinead O'Connor anytime soon.
Do you know if any angel had hair in the Bible?
No, you
don't
I
never
actually
see their hair. When you look at the Bible, they don't ever show their hair. They always have some type of shining things sparkling over them. They don't ever have long hair.
I'm not an
Jesus
angel.
Was the only
I'm
one
a human.
With long hair.
I'm a human, and God made women with hair, so I think I'm gonna keep my hair.
Hey, brother Shaq, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. You're talking about angel hair. Thanks for the call.
What's your name, my brother? My brother, your name is Capper, right?
Cap.
Yes, sir. I just want to tell you, my brother, that I kind of don't like you, my brother. You know, I call this show all the time, and I don't like you, but you know, the sister's
don't like
doing her thing. I don't think I like you, my brother. I don't like a couple of things. I don't like that you said the word broad. The word broad came from the races. You know, I could sit here all day and tell you where the word broad came from, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let my sister Mimi take the show, but I just want to say I don't like you, brother.
But you know what, my brother Shaq Kim? I got the power of the phone, and you are gone, brother. You're gone!
Oh, man.
Mimi. He said he don't like me. What am I supposed to do?
I know. He doesn't know you're worldwide. He just doesn't know about you.
Shaq Kim, is that the guy? Shaq Kim, the clown.
Oh, no.
You can come to my birthday party.
Uncle Magic!
Yeah, nah, it's all love, Shaq Kim. I'm just playing, man. Don't come at me with the bean pie salt. So where were you? Where were you, Ms. Mimi?
Well, actually, you know, we were talking about how crazy women are, but you know what? I think we should get into another song. This is Mariah Carey, Shake It Off.
Yeah, I'm shaking off, Shaq Kim.
Everybody just dance, dance. Everybody just dance,
dance. Cause my love it ain't the same, and you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay. Just like the cows on commercial life, really gotta get up out of here and go somewhere. Gotta make that move, find somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy, I gotta
shake it off.
Gotta do what's best for me, baby, and that means I gotta
shake it off.
By the time you get this message, it's gonna be too late. So don't bother paging me, cause I'll be on my way.
Take my gold, my diamonds and clothes. Just ask your mama, she knows.
You're gonna miss me, baby, can't you say I'm doing just fine? Well, the best friend didn't know, but now it's clear to me. With all your freaks and like and both and me.
So packed up with Louis Vuitton, jumped in your ride and took off.
You'll never ever find a girl who loves you more than me.
I gotta shake it off.
Cause my love it ain't the same, and you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay.
I gotta shake it off.
Just like the cows on commercial life, really gotta get up out of here and go somewhere.
I gotta shake it off.
Gotta make that move, find somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy, I gotta
shake it off.
Gotta do what's best for me, baby, and that means I gotta
shake it off.
I just gotta shake it off.
Everybody, welcome back to Heart Talk. And in honor of Black History Month, I'd like to talk about Madam C.J. Walker, who owned and founded her own manufacturing company. She developed and marketed a successful beauty and hair care line. She also owned a cosmetology school called Lelia College in Pittsburgh. That was the first one she opened in 1908. She was born Sarah Breedlove and acquired the name Madam C.J. Walker after her third marriage to Charles Joseph Walker, who was a newspaper advertising salesman. She was inducted into the Junior Achievement U.S. Business Hall of Fame, the National Women's Hall of Fame, the National Cosmetology Hall of Fame, and the National Direct Sales Hall of Fame. And actually, there's a street named after her on 136 between Lenox and 7th Avenue in Harlem, and it was named after her as of December 2010. And the Guinness Book of Records cites her as the first American woman to become a self-made millionaire. So that's Madam C.J. Walker, everybody.
And to quote your boy KRS, Madam C.J. Walker made it straight and comb. But you won't know this if you weren't shown. You need rappers like that again, man.
You want to add something about KRS for our Black History tidbit?
Something about KRS?
Mm-hmm.
He's a rapper that talked about Black history.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's Black history for KRS.
So no other rappers talk about Black history?
Yeah, you know, like Public Enemy, YZ. I'm naming people that anybody born in 85 don't even know who these people are. So, you know, but they need to know.
Okay.
Those are some classic artists. Now, Madam C.J. Walker, you know, that's my first time tonight. I said, you know, we've been keeping tally. Right now, it's like 30-1. But C.J. Walker destroyed the Afro.
Yeah, she did.
She destroyed the Afro. And I'm not mad at her, you know, and her innovation. But, you know, I don't think Angela Davis was messing with Madam C.J. Walker.
No, well, that was way after Madam C.J. Walker's time. She died in 1919.
I know, but I mean mess with her meaning she's not messing with the straightening comb.
Yeah. She wasn't messing with any relaxers either.
Yeah.
The conk.
Shout out to Angela Davis.
You have any other thoughts, you know, you want to talk about women or you want to say about women?
I just think women, overall, y'all are crazy.
Yeah.
That's really all I got to say. And y'all don't realize y'all rule the world, but you do. And you're still generally, well, not everybody. You're not so crazy. You're about
80%. 80%? Oh, no.
80% not crazy.
Really, I think women need to just embrace their own beauty and their style and who they are. And learn to appreciate what other people have and not compare themselves to each other. Just stay in your lane, like a horse, keep the blinders on, and don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Just worry about what you're doing, and you'll be fine. And then we can all get along.
I think it's about time for DJ Big Stu, but before we officially bring him in, I want to bring him in earlier and see what he thinks about this topic. Let's let Big Stu summarize. Where are you, brother?
What up, what up?
Turn that mic on.
What up, man? What's
hey,
going
Big
on?
Stu, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm in here listening, man. Everything is good. Yo, y'all had some crazy kid on there a few minutes ago, man. Brooklyn kids be bugging.
Yeah, I don't know what
he was sound Muslim.
Don't shout him the clown.
He sounded a little retarded. He didn't sound Muslim.
Yeah, I don't know. So what do you think of this topic? You know, are women straight bonkers, or are we missing something?
Let me tell you, man. First of all, that's a question that no man could really answer, because when you go home, you're going to have a problem if you tell the truth right now. So if you want the true answer, or you want the answer that's like the safe answer.
Tell the truth, Big Stu. This is hard talk. Tell the truth.
The truth answer is women gone wild. You got seven different type of women right now, seven different type of women. You got the woman who's independent, makes a lot of money and everything, but, you know, she's so into her job and everything that she don't have time for her man, right? You got that woman. And then when her man is trying to get time with her and do things with her, she's mad, this and that, or she thinking her man is hating on her or whatever. And, you know, a recession time is going on, so a lot of brothers is laid off, especially brothers that's in the construction work. A lot of women is taking care of the homes now. I actually would give that. But when you know, like, say if a girl become a correction officer, she brings a correction officer home to the house. She be a CEO to her husband. She be, you know, he be under pressure.
23-hour
lockdown, he be feeling like he gonna get written up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Make it a Rodney
program, baby.
Now got the other woman, the woman that she spent a whole day trying to find a rich man. And you know they making television shows out of these women right now. They call it basketball wives, but they trying to find a rich man. They run all around America, whether it's a rapper, whether it's a basketball player, the actor. You know what I mean? They try to find. Then this is how they come in the game. They all are models. Models done got heavier now too because of this situation now. Models now be having big butts, and, you know, because women done going wild. It ain't the skinny tradition model no more.
Yeah,
now
no,
you got the other
models,
one. Now you got the other woman. Mm-hmm. Now you got the other woman that done seen waiting to exhale five times too many. She's a dangerous woman. She the woman that her ringtone is a thin love between love and hate. You know, she's that woman that she be planning on how to kill her husband. She got a picture of Lorraine LaBobbitt on her wall. You know those women? They went to, as soon as you go on the first date, she tell you how she stabbed her last boyfriend.
Well, I think
you know
that's
saying,
the type
Cap?
Of woman you stay away from.
Yeah, Cap, you know those type of girls, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, I told you, man. Yo, years ago I told you I almost got shot in my own bedroom, man.
Tell you.
I'm not kidding.
What did you do to that lady, Cap?
I didn't do nothing. I didn't do anything. That's the thing. You know, it wasn't working. I said let's stop amicably. Let's separate and go our own way. We're not meant to be. You know, well, I might be saying too much, but I did chase her for a couple of years. I won't say where, because that might give it away. I won't say where, but I chased her for some years as a teenager. And, you know, things wasn't working out. And she felt that I shouldn't have ended it that way. So she cursed me out. The woman had never cursed. I never heard her curse. She cursed me out. And she lived in Queens. She popped up at my house. And I'm like, what are you doing here? Oh, we got to work things out. We need to make everything better. I'm like, but there's nothing to work out. We just don't have that chemistry. And she's still insisting. So then she started cursing me out again. And I'm like, well, you didn't even talk to me like that in my own house. After you, get out. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have said that, Stu. I shouldn't have said that. She said, what? You don't tell me? Snub nose 38.
Wow.
Right at me, and her wrist is trembling. So you know, when someone's trembling, I'm lucky it wasn't automatic. So
yeah.
She really had to squeeze, but she was trembling, and I'm like a fool. I'm like trying to cover my vitals, like my hands are really gonna protect it at close range. And I'm start telling her, you know, we can do whatever you want. I'll be with you. It's okay. Right? Now she starts to cry a little bit and she puts the gun to her side. Now I come toward her to hug her because I'm playing the whole role. Now in my mind I'm like, okay, I'm gonna hug her, then I'm gonna grab her wrist, I'm gonna scoop slam her to the ground, you know, I'm gonna put her arm on her back, kick the gun away, and I'm gonna call the police. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the plan.
What are you thinking?
That's the plan.
But you in a movie? Like, what? You have a movie right now? What's going on?
Yeah, the movies are real. So I get up to her and I hug her, and my mind had the whole movie going. But my arms were like, hell no, brother. If you mess up, you are dead.
One shot only.
Yeah. So
get off me.
So I let her leave, and then I called the police. But by the time they caught up with her, because I gave her address and everything, by the time they caught up with her, she didn't have the pistol on her anymore.
Mm. I had a different situation. My situation was, you know, the ones that they try to make you feel sorry for them, that they be stabbing themselves. I'm gonna bleed to the eye. You're like, what? You hold up? Like, what's going on? Like, no, you. I hurt myself. Ah, that's the scariest situation in the world. I'm telling you,
he's really crazy.
Yeah, that's. Women is crazy nowadays.
You don't like those girls. You love that drama.
Well, I say this, and forgive me, ladies, but the crazier women. It makes for crazier moments. I just put it like that.
And what does that mean?
Use your imagination.
Sexual moments.
The crazier women, Stu. You can confirm that with me. The crazier
confirm.
The woman, the crazier the moments.
Confirm.
It's just that there's a trade-off. Because
trade-off.
When that's not happening, you got to worry about everything else.
Yeah.
That's the only time you have solace, unless they're the type that like to beat you and pound on your chest at during.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't mind the exorcist when it's going down, you know what I'm saying? But then when it's over, you're like, oh, my God. No. And
I tell you, like Rudy Ray Moore once said, he said, sex is like money in the bank. Once you take it out, all the interest is gone. But
oh, boy.
Or Italian says like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still decent and good.
Yeah. You know what though? I think I got another subject. So you just let me know when you're ready to spin, brother. I don't want to take all of your mixing time.
Yeah, man. I'm here. I'm having fun.
But I think at some point, and maybe we'll just gloss over it tonight and get more in depth. But I want to talk about at some point, why do men cheat? And I have a very, very streamlined answer that may make women upset with me.
You think?
Hey, can we do a State of the Union address next week on this topic?
Oh, my God.
It's an interesting topic.
You want to go in depth with that next week? Okay, so I'll say what my main reasoning is for why I believe, and I think most men will agree with me. Most men will agree with me.
Okay, so we can do a State of the Union next week.
You know what? Let's do this if we can, Stu. Let's do it like a forum. If you could contact K. Nicole, and then the four of us have a forum. I think that would be hot.
Yeah, we could do that. I could make that work.
You know, if she's available, because I know she comes on Friday night, so if she's available on Saturday, we can have a little forum and, you know, a battle of the sexes of sorts. And you got to be candid, man. I'm gonna speak the truth. I'm gonna say exactly why. I don't know if I'll be in the doghouse, but I'm willing to risk it. This is for the future of all mankind. Because these things
right,
need
brother.
To be exposed. How can
That's
we move
right,
forward
brother.
If we don't speak on it?
That's right, brother.
Okay, let's get that together for next week. Everybody hears that?
That's
we're going to have a State of the Union Battle of the Sexes, Why Men Cheat topic discussion.
Yeah. You going to love
it? Yeah, I think it's going to be a great subject.
Yes, me too. I can't wait. But, you know, speaking of all these crazy women, do you think there's a correlation between the crazy ways they act and how they treat other women?
Oh, jealousy?
Yeah.
It starts now. That right there, and some women may get mad with me, but the jealousy amongst women, it starts in your household, too. It starts with sisters or sometimes even mother and daughter. Women be competitive from the beginning of time. Once your mother teaches you and you become a woman, and especially some of these young ladies that have children early and become parents early, they become their mothers early. And y'all learn from your mother, then y'all be competitive with your mother. If you ever see a girl could grow up with her mother but end up moving with her father, you know, like grow up with her mother for a little while, but then, you know, she get become a woman, her mother don't get along, so she either move out and get her own crib later, or if she's having a hard time, she'll move with a grandmother or a father. Y'all are competitive with each other just off of natural stuff because women define and need attention.
Hmm.
Every woman needs attention.
Yeah, to a certain extent, but I think, you know, when you're just in constant need of attention, I think that's an issue. That's a problem. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and that's where there's some women that, you know, they'll see a girl that's naturally chilling or her clothes is nice or she looks pretty. And especially if they ain't got it like that, you know, some women envy her. Be like, oh, she looks nice, you know. So there's a whole bunch that be like sucking their teeth. And women are easy to talk about. You know, dudes, only if they don't like a dude's personality. Like, it got to be something that happened. Women, because from the beginning, y'all could look at a girl, y'all could go to a school or start a job, and y'all could just don't like a girl for her style.
Just because. Yeah, I don't like
just
her.
Because.
Why?
You know,
I don't know.
Like the way, oh, she looks stink, or her face has turned up, or she talked this funny way. Dude, we have to at least hang out once. Yeah. We got to hang out once, and, you know, and then if a dude rub us the wrong way, then that's when we don't like him. But dudes got to at least have a hangout once.
Right.
Or something had to happen.
Yeah, or usually it comes because there's a girl in the picture. And then they may not like the dude because maybe there was an available woman and homeboy beat him to the punch. So for that,
exactly.
For that moment, he'll be like, yeah, I don't like dude. And if they're friends and homeboy kind of jumps over him when it comes to meeting girls at the club, then he might be a little envious or a little upset with him.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, yeah, dudes don't have that. But kind of to go to your point that you said about the household, I think that works both ways, though. Because if you're a male and you're coming of age and your father, you live with your father, you're going to be at odds, too. Once you become a man.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of situations with that, where dudes stay with the pops because the pops tend to give the male a little leeway. Pops tend to let you have at 16, 17 girls spend a night, this and this and that, where moms will not. You know, so some dudes stay with their pops, you know, unless the pops is really militant and sergeant, then he'd be like, oh, I can't do it. But a lot of dudes get with their pops to get freedom.
Yeah, well, let me rephrase that. If the parents are still together, in a lot of cases, usually the dude, you got to go. If they're separated, maybe it'll be a little different because now the pops is kind of like bachelor role.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
And pops become more of a friend then. You know, I got a lot of homeboys that grew up with their pops. Their moms may have passed away or their parents divorced. And when they grew up with their pops, they pops is like their homie, too, you know? If they got a good relation with their pops is their homie. Their pops is like, you know, sticks with them more than just the average. Like the, I'm gonna say this is a lot of fathers that I'm just a father, but in those cases, it's almost like Boys to the Hood. You know, it's almost like a true story like that. When you see Lawrence Fishburne, I've seen a lot of situations like that where the pops is really hands on his son. You know, or whether it be a daughter, it could be not just a son, it could be the daughter. But it, like I said, the mothers and daughters. And then, and I experienced that myself. That's why I could talk about it. When I seen the mothers and daughters at a certain age, they love each other, but they tend not to get along, and the daughter tend to live with the father.
Yeah.
And you seen it too yourself, Kappa.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
You know, you seen it. You know, it's you know, it happens right. It, you can see it right in our own families. It happens to be the same thing. You'll see, you know, the little girls end up living with dad after a certain age.
Yeah.
Well, even in a two-parent household, do you see, like the daddy's little girl type competing with the mother for the father's affections?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that could be a reason why a lot of women are very competitive, or they have that personality trait, you know, as adults because of what happened to them from being a young lady.
And then if you have an arrogant mother, now I'm not going to say it, but if that you have an arrogant mother and she's always preaching to you that this person is jealous of you and that person is jealous of you, you
right.
know, there's a lot of that going around in women too, because mothers sometimes live through their daughters.
Yeah,
especially
that is
you know,
true.
Women sometimes still trying to be young, so they see their daughters and the dudes their daughters, and they try to be so cool with their daughters that you know, sometimes it'd be like, you know, I'm still like a young girl. You see there's a lot of older ladies walking around here dressed like a young girl, chilling with their daughters, going to parties here and there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
That, and that tends to trickle on to, you know, like I said, once again, that's competition. Because now mom in the club, you know, mom, and if mom's looking a little decent and dudes is talking to the girl, mom's still trying to get her groove back. And at the same time, daughter's like, wow, mom, what you doing? You know, you talking to guys we talk to. And, you know, dudes go to a cougar.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, the daughter's hot, but the mom's got a good job, and she's settled. She's a cougar.
Yeah, that's a little bit crazy. I don't know.
Well, I think they feel they got a better shot with the mom because they know that the mom is seasoned, if you will.
Yep. Season and probably at her prime, and it ain't too much work, you know. At that age, it ain't
yeah,
you know
no
a
game.
Date. Yeah, a date. It ain't no game. It's like, all right, we can go out to eat, and you know, if everything go well, and I don't get dislike you, we're gonna do this. We know we're gonna do this. You know, that's how to be with that. But with the daughter, you got to really court her and do that and do this. So yeah, if it, when the competition, mom's a win, because then it's just a, for a younger guy, it's just a. Just the feeling that I'm going to the mom.
Oh, man, talk about competition, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give you a little brief because I'm probably going to add this to the show, man. I had a female whose mom overstepped her through jealousy because for the sick reason that the father had some weird, crazy affection for his
mm-hmm.
own daughter that
wow.
he would look at her. And I guess everything was about her. And,
mm-hmm.
and it actually, it was deeper than just daddy's little girl. Like, he actually wanted her. Like she had broke her leg and he massaged her just a little too high when she was in the tub. And she's like, you know, like 20. You know, at that point, your daddy shouldn't even be massaging.
Yeah.
Not in
exactly.
a tub. You know? And the mother overstepped and tried to get some action. Tell me, that's not crazy, man.
That is
crazy. That's not even an original story because it happens a lot. That's not new on their son, where a mother wants to be in the daughter's shoes for a while. And that goes back to that competition.
Yep. Well, we're going to talk about that next week, man. I think I got to get them into the dancing mode right now, man. Don't
We eating up all of the music.
No, but I appreciate that, man. This is a family thing, man. This is a family station, and sometimes we get in a deep conversation. I'm gonna tell Kay Nicole what y'all said, and I'm pretty sure she's gonna want to join that forum next week on the men against the women type of thing. So yeah, you know, we should bring a referee and security. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, definitely.
All right,
Big Stu, have a good show.
All right. Thank y'all. Let's get into some music right now. It's DJ Big Stu on the Uptown Saturday Jam. Y'all know how I do it. I like to jam it up, flam it up, bam it up. We're going to get into some dance today. I just want to make y'all dance. You know what I'm saying? We got a little hour and a half, so we're going to do what we do. Let's go. All the way.
Get up on it.
Up in the sky.
Baby, 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 baby.
It's a carnival day, carnival night. It's all good, it's all right. If you take a ride, you'll be ready for the fight. You'll see me from the floor, the whole area tight. Let me see you wave your flag in the air. What a bam bam, them skin that care. Food was drinking, plenty beer. Party in these dance like them that beer.
you know. Got to do this dance thing, man. You know what I'm saying? We in the building, man. I'd like to thank Chapa and Mimi, man, for enlightening me. I think that's going to be a super, super hot topic next week. Y'all make sure y'all tune into that. We're going to have the forum. We're going to get Kay Nicole there. And we're going to be there. And it's going to be the men against the women, man. So that's going to be real nice, man. And some news today, man. You know what I'm saying? I always got to hit y'all with the news. This is a crazy one, man. Oregon man, a man from Oregon actually landed himself in jail earlier this week for allegedly posing, check this out y'all, allegedly posing as his ex-girlfriend and posting sex ads on Craigslist. Yes, Andre Flom, 31, posed as his ex-girlfriend and posted her name, her address, her phone numbers, and ads inviting men to her Portland home. To her Portland, Oregon home for sexual encounters. And it was on ABC. The detective Levi Yandel, he told ABC that the messages were written and appeared to be like, you know, it was written like it was written from the woman herself. And, you know, the first ad started being posted in November. And, you know, and that was shortly after he was convicted of strangling his ex-wife on a domestic act. You know, first, before he started posting these things, he was convicted of strangling her and had, a misdemeanor strangulation charge and an order of protection, and he received probation. And, you know, she was pregnant. At the time, she was pregnant with his child, according to what they were saying. And they had a 2-year-old, but she had a 2-year-old son fathered by another man. So, but yeah, man, the toddler's home and homeboy, you know, posted that, and they said up to like 15 to 20 men came to her house trying to, you know, get sex from her. That's crazy from his posting on Craigslist. So, you know, some crazy dudes out here in this world that look for stuff like that. And they actually came to the house while her kids was there, just her and her kids was there. Men, you know, thinking, oh, this is a freak. I'm going to go get her. And, you know, so you can imagine how they was approaching her. That was crazy. You know what I mean? So now, you know, they asked him, you know, the judge was so mad that the judge gave him time for that one. You know what I mean? That's when you know the judge is mad, because that's something that you might think might be a misdemeanor, but nah, it's not. Your man sealed. Oh, no. No, the crazy thing is I want to tell you guys about this politician. Yo, this guy is crazy. A Virginia Republican, you know, says, all right, where all the delegates, Republican delegates, was meeting, and they was having a little, you know, conference or whatever the case may be. And state delegate David Albo, Republican of Fairfax Station, I guess that's in D.C., he was addressing the House of Delegates on Friday when he described it's a bill that they're trying to pass in Virginia called the Transvaginal, you know, talking about the vagina, Transvaginal Ultrasound Bill. And the Republicans, they would like to have that, you know, before women have their abortions, the Republicans wanted to make that mandatory, that a woman take that. Now, this guy is saying, David Albo is saying, he was addressing the House of Delegates, and, you know, just now, peep this, he was trying to be funny with it, too, when he was doing it. He described it like, you know, the boys is in the bed, you know, I guess that's his kids. His wife is here. He got the TV on. He poured some red wine. And, you know, he said that's how he began the night. He said he attempted to play some slow music. This is what he's saying now, addressing the House of Delegates. He said, I attempted to play some slow music. And, you know, and then he said the next step of his seduction plan, for some reason, his wife liked to look at the Washington Redskins. So he said the next plan on his seduction plan was to turn the channel to the Washington Redskins game. Apparently, his wife liked to, while they, him and her is having sex, she liked to look at the Washington Redskins. Y'all go figure that one out. Anyway, and then, you know, when the Redskins seductions, you know, while he was going to turn to the game, he ended up turning to the Rachel Meadows show on MSNBC. And his counter, the person that, you know, that's countering the bill that him and the Republicans are trying to pass, is a Republican delegate named David England, out of Alexandria. He's a Democrat out of Alexandria. He's the leading opponent of the bill, actually. And he heard him on Rachel Meadows talking about, you know, talking about the bill and saying that he's a part of it. And his wife refused to give him sex. He said he could not. He said his wife gave him. He said his warm bed turned into a cold shower after his wife looked at the Elgin discussing, you know, David England discussing the bill with Rachel Meadow. Him and his wife, she stopped him, paused, looked at it, watched the whole thing of a bill that him and his boys is putting out, and she got so mad at him, she didn't want to sleep with him. She turned him off. He turned her off, and he was telling his people that. So now, not because of that, but, you know, I guess he, the House of Paul, they expect an apology from for him later, you know, for saying that, you know what I'm saying? But he, you know, I guess he did what he had to say. I guess he felt like he had to say that, to make that point, to say that this bill wasn't a good thing. So what they end up doing is they're supposed to pass another bill next week where they're trying to say, okay, now she don't have to mandatory take this test. It's up to her. You know, it's a choice. So, which is crazy, but, you know, he made a big spectacle. A couple of Republicans is mad at him. What is wrong with the Republican world is where right now where they have to come out and say and tell us stories like this on why they think a bill is bad, and just instead of saying, yeah, the bill is bad. Oh, I couldn't get no sex at home because my wife seen us talking about this bill. That's deep, man. I don't know about y'all, but that one is deep to me. You know what I'm saying? But this is why when I tell you people to vote, make sure you vote. Because if you don't, you get a guy like this in office. A guy that cares about, oh, I can't get no nookie at home. Nelson Mandela, y'all, is being hospitalized for a stomach ailment. So let's wish Nelson Mandela the best. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Hart. He gets rejected from the NBA All-Star Games. He wins the MVP, then he drops an exclusive All-Star commercial, Think Like a Man. So it's kind of funny. Check it out. But he got ejected from the Celebrity All-Star Game. Plus, he won the MVP. He was taking that one kind of serious. So, you know, I guess, you know, dudes get on the court, it ain't no funny games. They be trying to do what they be trying to do. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Tammy Roman dishes out her story about her anger management issues, and she's giving advice. Tammy Roman, for whoever don't, she's from Basketball Wives. She's one of the Basketball Wives. She's the one that be clocking everybody. She sneak people and punch them in the face. Well, yeah, she's that one. She's giving out advice. Believe it or not, she's giving out advice to girls who's trying to marry a rich guy. And she's giving out advice on anger management. I guess I got to check that one out to even believe it. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's what's going down in some of the news today. You know, they mad. You know, the funeral home said they never sold a picture of Whitney. And that's their cop in the plea. You know, somebody leaked pictures of her cast. And it's crazy because it's all over the net now, these pictures, man. You know, it's sad. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't let her be in privacy. And some of the people say that they sold it for $1 million. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, you know, if it wasn't a funeral home, it was one of the close family members. You know what I'm saying? The ones that was keeping Bobby out of the home. Somebody figured they could make a quick dollar, man. I'm telling you, man, that's just how it is. You know, somebody figured they could make a quick dollar off them pictures. It was at the private party too, where it was only family there. So come on, find the same person who was acting like treating Bobby bad and acting like they was real, you know, tight with Whitney. Probably the one who sold the picture. It's a damn shame, man. Let's let Whitney rest in peace. I keep saying that. time to get back into some more music, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been talking a lot just today. I was chilling talking with Kappa and Mimi, but it got real interesting. But I just had to give y'all a little bit of news, man, and then we're going to get back into some more dance. Then I might soul it up a little bit. I don't know. It depends on how I feel. But right now, I just want to get y'all ready for the party. Let's go.
Yeah. We are the red, the blue, the white, 21 boys from Johannesburg. We gonna party all night long. Bring us all girls tonight. You know who we are. Welcome to the party. Get
tengo que matar. I still can bear the light. I still can bear whatever. I still can bear the light. I still can bear whatever. I still can bear the light. I still can bear whatever. I still can bear the light. I still can bear whatever. Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, ai, delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pai, se eu te pai, se eu te pai, se eu te pai, ai, 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 se eu te pego, ai.
To make me want to come out here and play some dancing thing, you know, make me want to just hype up. I got some more news for y'all. We're talking about Seal right now. You know Seal and Heidi Klum. You know, he defended the rocky marriage, man. You know what I'm saying? He speaks out, you know, against them because, you know, their marriage has consistently been in the press, and, you know, he's a little mad because he's getting divorced. So he basically said, when you publicize your marriage as much as our marriage was publicized, when you renew your wedding vows, and when you do all those things, what you are saying to people is you're giving people a picture of an ideal of a relationship that people aspire to. the singer told Austria's radio host 50 and Jews Thursday. The Kids from a Rose singer who's down under working on country, who's down under working on a country version of The Voice and performing his Soul 2 tour. And he hopes fans can understand and appreciate his honesty. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. You know, when you went, like when it goes south, you can all of a sudden take. You know, he's basically saying, when it goes south, you can't all of a sudden take the philosophy of a monk and decide you go for a vow of silence. It doesn't really work like that. He says, I respect my wife's decision not to talk about that, but I felt that people at least deserve some kind of explanation why the picture of the ideal wasn't what they thought it was. So, you know, he's just keeping it real. He's basically, you know, he's getting ready to, you know, he's been on a media blitz after the split was announced, and he explained that his appearances, such as those on the Ellen DeGeneres show and the Piers Morgan show tonight, were already scheduled 3 months in advance to coincide with the release of his new album. So it just happened like that. It's not like it happened and the next week he decided, I'm going to go on a show and talk about it. People did the question that people asked, is he really just an angry black man, or did she just get tired of him after he rescued her from being a dumb single mom, you know? So that's crazy. You know, they always make something crazy. She was a dumb single mom, so is she just tired of him, or who knows? But still, his confession is, you know, for some reason, this is really important to Steele to speak about this. So that's what's up. You know, he feels something is important. He made sure he had to tell his side of why they broke up. I guess, you know, it's in the relationship, he looks like the bad guy. He doesn't want to be the bad guy. You know, so that's how things go, man. That's just how things go. We got some more stories. Elephant Man was charged with rape and assault. That's nuts. You know what I'm saying? It seems like all the stars, somehow they can't help it. Somebody got to get arrested. Like, that's why I do you wonder. You know, it's like dance hall star Elephant Man has been charged with a grievous sexual assault and rape, according to the Jamaica Star. This is out in Jamaica. The police said that the charges stem from the incident of his St. Andrew's home earlier this month. Investigators said that a woman believed to be of the Chinese descendant filed a police report shortly after claiming Elephant Man, whose real name is O'Neill Bryan, sexually assaulted her. You know, and you know what I'm saying? Then the police said the detectives of the Center for Investigation of Sexual Offenses and Child Abuse conducted investigations which led to Elephant Man arrest. So the bug part about it is that they said, you know, being that they had to call this office, the Center for Investigation of Sexual Offenses and Child Abuse Conduct Investigation, that must mean she was even a little underage, you know. They said he was questioned and present of his attorneys, and then later on charged with grievous sex assault and rape. Elephant Man was booked and scheduled to appear in court, man. So that's crazy, man. Elephant Man. Oh my God. We can't, I mean, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? You know, they talking about the battle of the video vixens, Kimbella and Erica Mena. Both of them are stars of a hip-hop reality TV show, Love & Hip-Hop. And right now they are two of the most controversial figures on the show. And each of them have similar paths in the modeling industry and, you know, with countless magazine spreads and promos and music videos to their credit. You know, the two are very determined and strong-willed, but beautiful women, but they can't seem to get along for 5 minutes. And, you know, on the last episode, the two seemingly squashed their issues and moved on. However, the truce lasted until the preview of the next week's episode. So that's what's up. they just ain't gonna get along. It's not going to happen. It's not. So, like we said, we already gave you the top five home records. They still got the top five home records going on. We been gave y'all that. You know what I'm saying? Because we know the top five home records. But should we get back into some more music? Yeah, we get back in a little more music. We come back, talk a little bit. Oh, before I let y'all know, we might be adding a new show. Actually, we're supposed to be adding a new show. The show is called Zoned Out. It's my boy Will Porter. He will basically be doing the spoken word and interviewing a lot of poets and freestyle rhyme sessions and it's basically a forum to for people to show their artistic talents. You know, whether you are telling a poem, whether you want to freestyle something hot to death, whether you're a DJ that may send Will a mix or whatever. It's going to be talking about graffiti. It's going to be talking about a lot of stuff. It's going to be keeping it real. He plans to go out to a lot of showcases. The show is going to be live and aired at a lot of showcases. And it's called Zoned Out. You know what I mean? Zoned Out. And it's a host, Will Porter. And that's what we should be getting into, man. We actually don't know the date yet. Me and the Cap got to sit down and discuss it. But it's something that we are looking to bring into the, you know what I mean, bring into the family. Because we love to enlighten you. This show is going to be a real enlightening show. And if you definitely like poetry or you like the spoken words or you like the, you know what I'm saying, if you just into that type of vibe, you know what I'm saying, just that type of really cool out lax vibe, this is the show that you definitely want to tune into on Beef Stew Radio. So, yeah, it's getting late, man, you know. And it's not even really getting late. It's actually just, it's just like it's getting time. When I say getting late, it's getting time for you guys to get ready to head out to these parties. So I'm going to play a little bit more music, come back, then I might soul it up. I don't know. I'm thinking about taking it back and souling it up a little bit. I mean, but that's what we do. Y'all back to the Zanzibar, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all remember the Zanzibar? Some of y'all out there remember that club in New Jersey, man. The Zanzibar was a crazy club because you would go in there, man, and you would party. And you would party to the break of dawn, son. I mean, like, yo, when you come out, it's a breakfast truck out there. And time would go by fast. Like, you'll go to the Zanzibar, you get there probably about, say, 12:30, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and it's pumping, and it's jumping, and you just dancing to this type of, house, you know, dance music, house music, mixed techno. You know, they used to be doing it all up in there, you know what I'm saying? Even hardcore hip-hop dudes like me used to be in there just jumping around. Me and my crew used to go up in there and do our thing, and then next thing you know, we come outside, it's like 9:30 in the morning, man. We like, yo, we up in Jersey, you know, we had the whips, you know. Sometimes we even took the train out there. It was crazy because it was one time we even took the train out there. Like, we had to go home deep on the train. I remember that. But it was crazy. We came from Jersey, like, way early in the morning, took the train home, had to go wait at the bus stop, went to the little breakfast truck. What breakfast? Homeboy was killing him. His truck was making money. He parked right in front of the Zanzibar and had the long line of all the club goers going out to get breakfast after they leave there. That was something really deep back in the days, man. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to change it up now a little bit, man. We're going to change things up now a little bit, man, because it's time to get into some different stuff, man. But yeah, man, you know, they got all type of news, man. Mayor Bloomberg, you know, the once considered at one time, people had considered Mayor Bloomberg to be a smart man in New York City. He was considered to be a businessman or whatever, whatever the case may be, right? And, you know, it happens. The true colors come out. So now, you know, the mayor, he's defending the police that, you know, from New York that went over to Jersey and invaded the Muslim people's rights, which is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy, you know what I'm saying? Because that's just some nuts, man. Because how can you defend that, man? I don't even really got too much say, but it's just nuts. And some other news, man. They had this a young brother, and he was supposed to be the leader of the Folk Nations Gang Alliance, which, you know, was birthed in the 1970s by the leader, the leader Larry Hoover, the Gangsta's Disciples. you know, far beyond a Chicago-based roots folk nation leader. With Davon Rodney, you know, he allegedly is the new leader of the gang and allegedly ordered members of the folk nation to carry out hits on his rivals and rival gangs and robberies spanning for four states. Rodney ordered one hit on a rivalry at a block party in 2008, which led to a 10-year-old girl getting shot in the neck. Rodney has been formally charged with racketeering and conspiracy charges. And his gang also has been tied into a spat of crime spees that played the Ebbets Field houses in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, where seven members of his crew was charged with murder, robbery, and a list of offenses. Prosecutors say that Rodney had been trying to discover if any of his Folk Nation members was working with the authorities, you know, ahead of his arrest. In view of the gang, you know, snitching and you know how the gang of the prostitutes is making statements, basically saying, you know, in view of the gang, snitching is a capital offense, you know, while charges is, you know, pending on seven other members. But yeah, they charging the Brooklyn Cat is the new leader of the Folk Nation, which is supposed to be one of the biggest gangs in America. And it was like they said, you know, the founding member Larry Hoover, who started in the 1970s, and now somebody in New York, and he started it out in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? That's where it'll be. And it spread it far beyond the Chicago roots, man. You know what I'm saying? So homeboy was caught Wednesday morning. You know, maybe they're wrong, but the picture doesn't, when you got a picture and you got a teardrop under your eye, yeah, you know, they're going to make it seem like something, man. They're gonna do something. Now, disgraced former Detroit mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, you know what I'm saying, facing federal charges. You know, Detroit mayor. Now, this is some more Detroit. He faces brand new federal charges and racket and corruption and racketeering case that dogged him for the past four years. Now he was formally charged with obstruction of justice, perjury, misconduct, you know, and all that stuff. He had other charges while he was in office. You know, he shook down city contractors for like $90,000. I guess they said up to $90,000, and you know. And they alleged that Kilpatrick and one of his friends, Bobby Ferguson, pocket cash from a towing contractor who has yet to be named. You know, I guess that's the person that's going to take the stand. The case gets stickier as the money that the officials said Kilpatrick gained also fell asleep with heavy politicians. You know, so you know owner you know for with heavy politician contributions. Gaspar Fiore, owner of one of the largest towing firms, you know what I'm saying? You know, getting contributions, you know, so they can get contracts. He probably get on about $60,000-$70,000 and he get the contract, you know. So, you know, this is really serious, man. He was the mayor, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, you know, they naming a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? They call it the Kilpatrick Enterprise, which, you know, it includes from a mayor, you know, from a former mayor, racketeering, extortion, bribery, tax evasion, and fraud. So, yeah, man, it gets thicker. It's so much news for me to tell y'all, man. I'm gonna be getting pictures put up on the websites and more stuff. Me and Kappa is going to add more stuff so you people can check it out. Like I said, everybody wish Nelson Mandela. You know, let's make sure he's all right. Let's pray for him. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Now, one more thing that I got to tell y'all before I get back into some music. And BYU University, you know what I'm saying, a comedian in blackface, you know, asked the students what do they know about black people. You know what I'm saying? And to quote Dr. Dre, here's what they think, comedian Dave Ackerman said when he went to the campus of Brigham Young University and asked co-ed questions about what do they think about black people. The unique, you know, and the usual ignorant answers abounded with plenty of stereotypes being hurled. However, you know, Ackerman felt it was necessary to pose his questions in blackface, you know. And at the end of his four-minute-long video, Ackerman notes of via displays during the filming of this video, only three people said anything about me. not really being black, which I find disturbing. Regardless of, you know, I understand that he was supposed to be having noble intentions of doing it in blackface and wanted to see if anybody was mad about him. You know, I don't know. It's still a lot of it's still hard, you know, it's like heartens the backs in the time where African Americans who barely removed from slavery and minstrel shows that played up to, you know, the growth crude stereotypes, you know, proliferated subsidy not only to, you know what I'm saying, racism in America, fabric, you know, all that, you know, just no good comes from that, man, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you probably just need to watch, like you know, Hip Hop Wired said that, you know, you need to watch Spike Lee Bamboozled if you want to see something about that. So, that's what's crazy, man. So, he did it in blackface. He did a comedian, you know, and it's a video, too. I think it's a video, man. I might put the link up on, he's actually walking around and asking people that while he's doing it on video, so. I might put that up on the site, man, for y'all to see that. All right, man, so it's time to get back into some more music. Let's do it. Thank you.
Cause there's music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night.
Thank you. many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act.
Don't you let nothing
Oh, yeah, it's another great night, man. I know y'all out there jamming to them jams right there. You know how I do it. I bring it back. I just wanted to get y'all on the dance floor a little bit before y'all go to the club or before y'all go to sleep, or some of y'all just sitting up at night and just smoking blunts and sipping on something. I just want to say, you know, just want to throw y'all a little something. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night to another episode of Drinks on Russ. That's going to be another hot show with the guests and plus your host, Russ Hayward, doing his thing. You know, that's a crazy guy. Make sure y'all tune into that 10 p.m. tomorrow night, Drinks on Russ. We in the building, you know. This was Hot Talk. Dealing with your man Beef Stew, DJ Pig Stew, in the building on BeefStewRadio.com, man. I just want to thank everybody who's always tuning in. Thanks for supporting the station. We very proud to have you guys support the station. And no more need to be said. I got my man Big Jamel in the building, waking up, should be going to sleep, eyes looking all crazy, but he in the building. Big Jamel in the building. But anyway, we're going to say good night. We're going to say good evening. And really what we should be saying is good morning.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.